I'll take your cues in a little while, but I think we have to get to the techno first because the techno is really important. How clued up are you on your technicals? Find out. Mate of mine, good voice, deep voice, and I hope he's listening to me. I don't want anybody with a deeper voice than me on my show. Fevzi Turkab, telling you how to stay safe online. Techno advances, and not because we're doing it, just interestingly enough. 1891, Thomas Edison patents motion picture camera. 2015, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg announces that for the first time a billion people logged on to Facebook. And this one from 1995, Microsoft debuts Windows 95. Goodness, can you remember that? Do you have an Apple product? It could be an iPhone, iMac, iPad. What about technology? If you don't have any of those products, I advise you to listen up. Security vulnerabilities, what they tell you about, all sorts of techno stuff coming up. Fevzi Turkab, editor of GadgetDetective.com and host of the Gadget Detective podcast. Fevzi, how are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Well, you came to my mind on holiday in Turkey because I spent a lot of time at the bar. I spent a lot of time at the bar, and the barman who used to literally just put my drink at the bottom of the bar so that I didn't have to queue up with the Russians, his name was Fevzi. And I thought, I've got to get Mr. Turkey out. But even with that, where you been, Fevzi?
Well, you know, I come when I'm invited, but except for last time.
Except yesterday. Well done. Listen, I hope your medical emergency has sorted itself out. Fevzi, can I do the gossipy type stuff that I had at the side of the pool with people who were doing techno advances at universities in Glasgow and whatever?
Cool.
Tell me about cookies. Every single time any of our listeners log on to something, it says, will you accept cookies? And I would imagine the majority of us just go, yes, because we don't know what they are. We don't know what they do. Can you help me with cookies?
Sure. So cookies are typically tiny little data files that can be deposited on your device, typically by a website that you visited, and they can serve different purposes. Sometimes they're useful. So when you use a website, you might make certain choices that you don't want to have to enter again each time, such as, you're a UK customer, you want the prices to include VAT when they're shown on the screen, whatever it is, there's certain choices you make. If you allow that cookie to be deposited, then the next time you go onto that website, it already knows those things about you, and that's fine. So that's fine. There are then things called tracking cookies that allow other websites to know about the websites that you've been on. So if I go onto, let's say, Amazon and I look up a particular bicycle that I'm interested in buying, you may have noticed that when you then go onto other websites, you start seeing adverts for that bicycle or similar. That's because the next website and the one after and the one after are reading the cookies that were deposited by the first. And that way you can be tracked across the internet, because when you come back to Facebook or whatever, they can see where you've been, what you've been looking at, and therein lies privacy concerns, which is why GDPR regulations said that websites now have to ask if you want to allow cookies, and the companies have done it by and large in such a way that's awful for the user experience.
Well, you can't get onto the website unless you accept the cookies quite often.
No, I know, and it's quite sneaky. I mean, what they should be doing, in my opinion, is making cookies not allowed by default, and you should have to accept cookies if you want them. So you should be able to go on and use the website, and then if you want to go on and allow cookies because for whatever reason, then you can do so. But this sort of opt-in or opt-out business is not working very well.
He also said that he spoke in front of his computer. So smart technology is a big thing. You and I have talked about it a lot. You know, I'm a little bit paranoid about the singularity. And he said that he tested it out as a project at university and spoke about dogs. He doesn't have a dog. He spoke about dogs, went onto his computer, and there were things about dogs. Tell me about when you don't type things in and what listening capacity your computer has.
Okay, so we can maybe include in that your smartphone and your smart speaker, and in particular your smart speaker is definitely always listening for the wake word. So, you know, I won't say it now, but the words that wake up and make it listen. So it listens to everything. So with a smart speaker, I did a test with the Amazon one because I was curious about this, and I studied what left the computer as I spoke. So when I was just speaking without entering the wake word, it wasn't transmitting anything onward, in short. But when I said the wake word and then I said what question I had, then a recording of what I said was then sent to Amazon for processing. So actually smart speakers are dumb speakers because they actually just send the message, wait for the answer, and then replay the answer. So they're not that smart. With Microsoft,
yes.
So Windows 10 and now particularly Windows 11, in my personal opinion, is probably one of the biggest bits of spyware out there. Microsoft, having ridiculed Google for its business model for years, then adopted it. So Microsoft used to make money out of selling software and also selling versions of Windows in particular. So when people wanted, you know, Windows 98 or Windows XP, they were expected to pay for it. But in the meantime, everyone started giving away the operating systems for free. So, you know, the Apple Mac OS, iOS, Android, yes. You don't pay for those. So Microsoft changed its business model, and now it's very, I mean, all you can do, even if you know what you're doing, is limit how much information Microsoft collects about you. I switched off Cortana because I didn't trust it and because I needed to give information about my location. So, I'm, to be honest with you, I'm now actively considering going across to Apple on the desktop as well as on, you know, iPhones and iPads. And the reason for that is that
you resisted that for years.
Well, you know, part of my job is to make, I will still have to use Microsoft machines, but part of my job is to run Microsoft systems because I have to be able to speak and advise about them. But Apple makes its money by charging you a gajillion pounds for its products. It doesn't,
and tying them all together.
Yeah. Yeah, but it doesn't so much make its money. It's not central to its business model to monetize, collect as much information it can right. about you and monetize right. that. Whereas, you know, your smartphone, your Android smartphone, you know, where does Android come from? It's made by Google. It's provided free of charge to the makers of each of the phones, be it Samsung or whoever. And there are conditions, there are strings on that. They have to have the Google apps be allowed to collect information, and that information be shared with Google.
I've got 100 questions in 2 minutes. Right?
Okay.
I mean it's because you don't. It's not. You're brilliant. You're thorough. I don't want you to be quick. Just want you to answer your phone and come on more regularly. That's a little dick. By the way, let me just fit this into that. My wife asked me why I spoke so softly in the house, and I said I was afraid that Mark Zuckerberg was listening. She laughed, I laughed, Alexa laughed, and Siri laughed. Yeah, makes sense, doesn't it? So he said this thing for our listeners. He said about booking a holiday. And I said, what are you talking about? He said he's got this little app thing which acts as a computer within his computer. And he said, if I try to book my holiday on my, let's say, Apple iPhone, that they know it's an Apple iPhone. They know I'm looking for it. And that doesn't allow me to get the cheapest prices. Tell me that he is wrong.
It can be true. It can also be if you've got an account with a particular service or you've just visited the website before. So you should clear your cookies, as it were. There's a there's a free piece of software on. If you're talking about desktop, C Cleaner, the letter C followed by Cleaner, yeah. is the way to do it. You can also consider using a VPN, which is a virtual private network, which anonymizes to a degree.
How do I get that?
Your location. You can get free VPN software, or if you want to pay for it, there's a good one called NordVPN, NORD.
And is that for the desktop or is that for your phone?
They work on all platforms, so that's kind of quite good. And you should use a VPN. By the way, if you're ever in a sort of public Wi-Fi, try to avoid public Wi-Fi. It's not very secure. But if you have to use it and you don't want the person sitting at the next table being able to interrogate the contents of your phone, then you should be using a VPN or your cellular data, which is better. But if you're on their Wi-Fi, you're on an insecure public network.
Let's do it every couple of months or so. You're fabulous, Fevzi. I wish you the very best of luck. Give your podcast a push for me.
It's called the Gadget Detective Podcast. It's my witterings about various tech things, and it's available anywhere you can get your podcasts: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, even on, you know, the Amazon smart speaker system. If you say
Fevzi,
play. If you say play the app, Gadget Detective Podcast, it'll come up. Is that short enough for you?
Yes. Thank you very much. God bless you. Have a great day, Fevzi. That's Fevzi Turk up there. Let's find out what's happening on London's roads.